Tanya considers how changing the record owner impacts sharing rules, teams, and manual sharing. For example, assume that Anna Bresson leaves AW Computing and the ownership of all her records is transferred to Matt Wilson. In this case, all ownership-based sharing rules for the records are recalculated based on Matt's role. When changing the record owner through the UI, Tanya can choose whether to keep the account and opportunity teams that are associated with the records being transferred. If she changes the record owner through Data Loader, teams remain on the records. When records are transferred to Matt, all manual sharing will be removed from the records. Now Tanya will review these record access concepts with the help of an example. Assume that the organization-wide default for opportunities is private. This means that users cannot see opportunities they do not own. Based on the role hierarchy, Jacob Lerner, who is in the finance director role, will inherit record access from all users in the accounts receivable role. A criteria-based sharing rule gives read-write access to one opportunities to the accounts receivable role. Since accounts receivable rolls up to Jacob Lerner in the role hierarchy, he will also have read-write access to all one opportunities. A manual sharing rule gives Jacob Lerner read-only access to the ABC-10 laptops opportunity, which is a one opportunity. Even though the sharing rule and manual sharing give Jacob different levels of access to the ABC-10 laptops opportunity, Tanya knows that he will have read-write access to the record. When opening up access to records using the role hierarchy, sharing rules, teams, and manual sharing, the most permissive sharing access wins. Tanya knows that she needs to check the opportunity object permissions on Jacob's profile. In his profile, Jacob only has read and create permissions for the opportunity object. He does not have the edit permission for opportunities. This means Jacob can view, but not edit, the ABC-10 laptops opportunity. When object permissions provide a different level of access than the sharing model, the more restrictive access wins. Tanya can use the view all and modify all permissions to provide access to all records for a given object regardless of sharing. She can also use the view all data and modify all data system permissions to provide access to all records regardless of the sharing settings. Tanya should use extreme caution when overriding record access using system permissions, since system permissions give users ultimate power in Salesforce. Now, Tanya reviews the impact of roles on contacts, opportunities, and cases that are related to an account. In this example, Matt Wilson owns an account that has a related contact, opportunity, and case. The related records are not owned by Matt. Matt is in the U.S. sales rep role. Tanya reviews the role hierarchy settings for Matt's role and sees that he can view all contacts, opportunities, and cases that are associated with accounts he owns. Since Kathy Cooper is above Matt in the role hierarchy, she will also be able to view all contacts, opportunities, and cases that are associated with accounts that Matt owns. Tanya knows that the role hierarchy settings for Kathy's role will not apply in this example. Her settings only apply when Kathy is the owner of the account. Tanya knows that the role hierarchy not only controls access to records, but is also important in many other aspects. Roles appear as links at the top of opportunity and forecast reports, allowing users to drill down to view data at different levels of the role hierarchy. Remember that users will only see records that they have access to via the sharing model. The forecast hierarchy, which determines how forecasts roll up within the organization, is automatically generated based on the role hierarchy. Access to report, dashboard, document, and email template folders can be granted through roles. When using Salesforce knowledge, access to articles and questions in data categories can be controlled through roles. Tanya considers how changing the record owner impacts sharing rules, teams, and manual sharing. For example, assume that Anna Bresson leaves AW Computing and the ownership of all her records is transferred to Matt Wilson. In this case, all ownership-based sharing rules for the records are recalculated based on Matt's role. When changing the record owner through the UI, Tanya can choose whether to keep the account, opportunity, and case teams that are associated with the records being transferred. If she changes the record owner through Data Loader, teams remain on the records. When records are transferred to Matt, all manual sharing will be removed from the records. Tanya also considers how changing the role of a record owner impacts sharing rules, teams, and manual sharing. For example, assume that Carl Weber changes roles from EMEA sales rep to US sales rep. In this case, all ownership-based sharing rules for Carl's records are recalculated based on his new role. Account teams, opportunity teams, and case teams will remain on the record since the record owner did not change. Finally, manual sharing also remains unchanged since Carl is still the owner of the records. Next, Tanya reviews the significance of the controlled by parent setting. When the organization-wide default for contacts is set to controlled by parent, contact sharing rules have no impact. All access to contacts is determined by the user's access to the parent account. Now, Tanya considers best practices around record access. First, use multiple permission sets to handle one-off permissions and reduce the need for more custom profiles. Second, define a hierarchy of roles to control access to information entered by users in lower-level roles. Third, always assign a user to a role in the role hierarchy. In a private sharing model, this ensures that other users can view and report on his records. Finally, use public groups to reduce the number of sharing rules. For example, create a public group for global sales reps that includes the APAC, EMEA, and US sales rep roles. For example, create a public group for global sales reps that includes the APAC, EMEA, and US sales rep roles. Then, create a single rule for sharing to the global sales reps group. Ling Wu, VP of Human Resources, posted to Chatter that the salary range for the Director of Sales, Japan position was posted on an internet forum. The salary ranges for open positions are extremely confidential, and only vice presidents and human resources have access to them. To respond to Ling Wu, Tanya needs to determine who has access to these records and why. Now it's your turn to practice the skills you just learned. Follow the steps for each exercise to complete the tasks in your training org. Now, Tanya meets with Noah to discuss who has access to open position records. She explains that currently there is a sharing rule that gives read-only access to open positions to a public group. Along with other VPs, this public group contains the role VP of Global Sales, Sales Ops. This role is assigned to the VP of Global Sales and all of Sales Operations. This means that all users in Sales Operations also have read-only access to open positions. Noah wants Tanya to change this implementation so that Sales Operations does not have access to open positions. He explains that the solution must also meet the following business requirements. VP of Global Sales and Sales Operations should have read-write access to all records in the sales organization for reporting and monitoring purposes. Human resources should have read-write access to all positions, and all vice presidents should have read-only access to open positions. Noah and Tanya discuss different ways to change the implementation so that Sales Operations does not have access to open positions. Then, he asks Tanya to recommend a solution that best meets the business requirements. Click the solution that you think Tanya should recommend. In addition to making sure that the right people have access to position records, Ling wants Tanya to restrict access to the salary range field. Only the executive team and recruiting users should have access to this field. Amy Daniels is working alongside sales reps on opportunities with American Bank. She posted to Chatter asking Tanya if she can grant her read-write access on all opportunities associated with American Bank. Tanya can certainly grant access to Amy, but first, she needs to figure out why she isn't able to access those records. Let's join Tanya as she learns how to troubleshoot why a user cannot access a record. Noah wants Tanya to follow a systematic approach when troubleshooting why a user cannot access a record. First, Tanya needs to ensure that there is a valid business reason to give the user access to a particular record. Next, she needs to determine if the user has the necessary permissions to access the record. Then, she should verify that the record owner does not roll up to the user in the role hierarchy. Since the user does not have access to the record, the user and record owner should be in different branches of the role hierarchy. Tanya should review the sharing rules for the object and verify that there is no rule that grants access to the user. She should also check if the user got left out of a group that is part of an existing sharing rule. When troubleshooting access to an account record, Tanya needs to determine if the user should be added to the account team. If the record is an opportunity or case, she must determine if the user should be added to the team for the record or the team for the associated account record. In the case of manual sharing, Tanya should make sure that the user did not accidentally lose access to the record. Remember that changing the record owner removes all manual sharing from the record. Finally, if the organization uses territory management, Tanya should check if the user is missing from one of the territories. Allison Wheeler, the VP of Global Sales, heard about territory management from one of her colleagues. She thinks that this feature might be helpful as AW Computing has started to designate accounts to sales reps based on regions. Allison posted to Chatter asking Tanya if she can find out the capabilities of territory management and how it impacts the sharing model. Let's join Tanya as she learns more about territory management. Territory management is an account sharing system that grants access to accounts based on the characteristics of the accounts, such as geography, product line, or business unit. For example, Tanya can use territory management to give users access to accounts based on region. With territory management, Tanya can assign users and accounts to one or more territories manually. She could also assign accounts automatically by using account assignment rules. For example, if territories are based on regions, Tanya could create an account assignment rule based on billing state, which will automatically assign an account to a territory. Opportunities are automatically assigned by Salesforce to only one territory based on a complex set of criteria. See the Territory Management FAQ in Help and Training to learn more. When using territory management, Tanya must define the territory hierarchy. An account is accessible by all users and territories to which it is assigned, as well as those above them in the territory hierarchy. For example, if Tanya assigns the ABC Labs account to the Eastern Territory, it means that all users in the Eastern, US, and worldwide sales territories can also access the ABC Labs account. Tanya can also set territory access levels to provide users access to the contacts, cases, and opportunities that are associated with the account. Record access is simultaneously controlled by record ownership, organization-wide defaults, role hierarchy, sharing rules, teams, manual sharing, and territory hierarchy for accounts and their associated contacts, cases, and opportunities. With territory management, Tanya can determine the level of access members have to a territory's accounts. Tanya can set the access for accounts to view only, view and edit, or view, edit, transfer, and delete. She can also define the access for contacts, cases, and opportunities that are associated with a territory's accounts. She can set the access for associated records to no access, view only, or view and edit. Users in the territory will have the defined level of access, regardless of who owns the record. It is important that Tanya understands the difference between the role hierarchy and territory hierarchy. In the role hierarchy, a user can only be assigned to a single role, but in the territory hierarchy, a user can be part of multiple territories. Similarly, an account can only be associated to the role of the owner in the role hierarchy, whereas it can be associated to multiple territories in the territory hierarchy. In both the role hierarchy and territory hierarchy, account owners can access their accounts along with users above them in the hierarchy. and users who have access to a child object can also access the account. However, with the territory hierarchy, the account is also accessible by all users in territories to which it is assigned, as well as those users above them in the hierarchy. In a role hierarchy, a user has a single forecast based on role, but in a territory hierarchy, a user has a forecast for each territory in which they work with active opportunities. Tanya needs to understand the considerations when working with territory management. Once this feature has been enabled, it cannot be disabled. Territory management works in parallel with record ownership, organization-wide defaults, role hierarchy, sharing rules, teams, and manual sharing. Account access is controlled by both the role hierarchy and the territory hierarchy. This means Tanya needs to manage both hierarchies simultaneously. All forecasts are derived from territory hierarchy. When using territory management, customizable forecasting must be enabled. Forecast data is derived from the opportunities associated with the user's territory. So users will have a different forecast for each territory to which they are assigned. Sales reps need to get credit card numbers from customers for business-to-consumer deals and save them in Salesforce. Allison is concerned about the visibility of credit card information after it's entered into the system. She posted to Chatter that only the accounts receivable team should be able to view the customer's credit card number on the opportunity. She wants Tanya to change the existing implementation to comply with government regulations. Tanya can address Allison's concern by encrypting the credit card information. Let's join her as she learns more about field encryption. Tanya can use field encryption to mask the actual values of a field. Encrypted text fields are text fields that can hold letters, numbers, or symbols that are encoded with 128-bit master keys and use the Advanced Encryption Standard algorithm. To address Allison's concern, Tanya can encrypt the credit card number field and give the View Encrypted Data permission to accounts receivable. Tanya needs to be aware that encrypted fields can be included in report results and search results. These fields are editable regardless of whether the user has the View Encrypted Data permission. To prevent users from editing encrypted fields, Tanya can use validation rules, field-level security, or page layout settings. Existing custom fields cannot be converted into encrypted fields, nor can encrypted fields be converted into another data type. To encrypt the values of an existing field, Tanya needs to follow four basic steps: export existing data, create an encrypted field, set profile permissions, and import the data into the encrypted field. Click each step to learn more. To encrypt the values of an existing field, Tanya needs to first export the data. She can use the data loader to export the record ID and the field to be encrypted for all necessary records. Next, Tanya needs to create a custom encrypted field by following the steps in the wizard. She first needs to select the encrypted text data type. Then, she needs to specify details for the custom encrypted field. The length of the encrypted text fields are limited to 175 characters due to the encryption algorithm. The mask type determines which characters should be hidden, and mask character determines the character to be used for hiding the original characters, such as an asterisk. After specifying the details, Tanya needs to establish the field-level security based on the profiles. Finally, Tanya needs to add the encrypted field to the desired page layout. In this step, Tanya needs to specify which users can view the values of encrypted fields in plain text. She needs to enable the View Encrypted Data system permission for profiles that need this capability. Finally, Tanya can use the data loader to update the records that need the encrypted data. She can map the unencrypted data to the new encrypted text field. Brent Bassey, the VP of Finance, wants the accounts receivable team to use Salesforce in order to track customer billing issues. Noah Larkin posted to Chatter asking Tanya to review the requirements and recommend a solution. These are Brent's requirements. Accounts receivable needs to be able to create and manage billing cases. They also need the ability to create solutions and attach them to billing cases. When working a billing case, accounts receivable needs to track if the case is new, working, escalated, or closed. Billing cases need to capture the same information as product support cases, except billing cases should not contain the bug number or product number. In addition, billing cases should contain the invoice number and account credit status. Finally, the account credit status should only be visible to accounts receivable and executives. Before designing a solution that meets these requirements, Tanya reviews how record types, page layouts, and business processes can be used to control data visibility. AW Computing uses a record type for product support cases. The record type selects which page layout and business process to use when the user views the record. The page layout includes only the fields that are relevant to product support cases, such as bug number and product. In addition, the business process defines the status values that are relevant to product support cases, including bug logged and bug fixed. Tanya needs to keep in mind that page layouts restrict access to a field on record detail and edit pages only. Users can still access the field in related lists, search results, reports, and list views. Tanya knows that field-level security restricts what fields users can view and edit based on their profiles. For example, the field-level security settings on Maya Lorette's profile allow her to view and edit the account credit status field. However, the field-level security settings on Matt Wilson's profile do not allow him to view or edit the account credit status field. Tanya needs to remember that field-level security restricts access to a field on record detail and edit pages, related lists, search results, reports, and list views. Based on your knowledge of record access and field visibility, how would you design a solution that allows accounts receivable to track customer billing issues? When you have finished with your design, click Show Me to see Tanya's solution. Let's take a look at what Tanya has accomplished. She has troubleshot record access issues and provided users with access to records based on business requirements. She has also learned the capabilities of territory management and how it impacts the sharing model. Finally, she created encrypted fields to mask confidential information and provided users with visibility to fields based on business requirements.